Tuesday, 4th September. This morning, the lessons were all scientific. Computer science, color science. La couleur est donc une science. The science of color. Vision equal light of different wavelengths, plus surface colors that absorb or reflect light, plus shadows. Color is complicated. J'avais un mal fou à me concentrer. At 10:30, I texted Lizzie. Can you meet me for lunch? She answered. I don't have much time. I texted back. I've got an idea, please. She answered. Okay. Yes! Some of the things I thought about yesterday. Why is Silas so aggressive? People are aggressive because they are scared. Fear makes people aggressive. To be scared equal avoir peur. Fear equal la peur. What do aggressive people fear? What does Silla fear? What does everybody fear? What do I fear? Failure. Failure is scary. L'échec fait peur. Reason? Fear of failure. I'm scared of failing. I fear failure. I'm aggressive. So, I won't fail. Jusqu'ici, tout va bien, mais comment rester positif face à l'agression de quelqu'un qui a peur? Don't be aggressive too. Don't be nasty too. Be nice. Be nice as ice cream. Be kind. How? How do I stop all this aggressivity? I must. 1. Be nice to Silla. 2. Be kind to Silla. 3. Be generous to Silla. Don't be angry too. À midi, j'ai donc entraîné Lizzie en direction du Joe's Café. Come on, I'll buy you an ice cream. An ice cream? For lunch? Lizzie m'a regardée comme si j'étais complètement folle. Yes, we must be nice as ice cream. Come on, I insisted. We went to the ice cream parlor on the corner of the street and I ordered 3 giant pink ice creams, please. I gave 1 giant pink ice cream to Lizzie. I crossed the road. I gave 1 giant pink ice cream to Silla. I said, Hi, I'm Callie. This is for you, because you sing so beautifully. I started to eat my giant pink ice cream. Silla thinks I'm mad too. Pink cheeks? Open mouth? No sound coming from mouth? Eyes wide with astonishment. But Silla starts eating the giant pink ice cream. Me, it's like a buff monster ice cream. Famous street artist. Silla, it's good for my throat, helps me to sing. It's also a peace offering. I want to be your friend. Why? Because it's not good to have enemies, and I like you. You sing really well. How can you be so nice? Well, sometimes it is difficult, but if you decide to be nice, you just keep being nice, whatever happens. Lizzie came to join us. Lizzie, that's what Callie does, she said. She's nice. She's kind, she's generous, she wants to help people. It makes me sick, but there you go. It makes you sick? She smiled. Lizzie, well, you know, nice people, they do make you a bit sick. All that generosity. I smiled too. Are you going to vomit all over the sidewalk, both of you? Because I have an idea. I'd like you to meet Suan. They both looked at me. They thought I was mad. Et oui, dimanche, Suan m'avait parlé de son projet et soudain j'avais trouvé comment l'aider encore plus. Suan's proposal. I want to create a foundation to help young artists, young women artists. I need help from young women artists like you girls. I would like you, Lizzie, and you, Silla, to be my 2 first resident artists. I have rooms in my house. I will give the rooms to young artists in residency. Kelly has said she'll help me. Will you help me too? In exchange for a room and a scholarship, you will help me to organize an art gallery and exhibitions in my home. Lizzie's answer. Okay, thank you. That would be wonderful, Mrs. Vanderberg. Wow. Scylla's answer. Okay, on one condition. That Kelly will now stop making everyone's dream come true and start producing artwork. Suwon's response. You're absolutely right, Scylla. So what if we decide that our first exhibition will be some of Kelly's artwork? After all, this is a girls' project for women artists, and I think exhibiting the work of a young French artist would attract a lot of people. Me. What? Une expo? De mes œuvres? Mais j'en ai pas. Wednesday, 5th September. After school today, I collected Dylan from his school and we went to see Suwon. Now, Scylla and Lizzie live at Suwon's house too. Scylla was there. They had spent all afternoon working on the project. Lizzie arrived between the end of school and the start of her job at Minera Tavern. She had lots of ideas too. Dylan suggested Suwon organize days for junior school pupils like him to come and visit exhibitions. We all thought that was a brilliant idea. Suwon said this project was all about girl power. Suwon thinks she was lucky because her husband was rich and nice. But not all men are rich and nice, and girls must learn to be independent. She wants to help young women artists become independent. Suwon's speech. Did you girls know that 73% of fine art school graduates are girls? But only 13% of artworks in national and regional collections are from women? Don't you see a problem somewhere? Do girls suddenly lose their creativity when they leave school? No, but they become dependent. I want to promote female creativity because women are strong, creative, imaginative. I always dreamed of being an artist, but I didn't have the confidence to try. I want to help girls believe in their creative power. We are going to prove to all those girls out there that they have value. I want girls to believe in themselves. Late evening. I'm exhausted. I'm so tired. I'm so excited too. It's a wonderful project, a real adventure. And as I was leaving with Dylan, who has to go to bed because he has school tomorrow, Scylla said she wanted to say something. What I remember of what Scylla said. Listen, Kelly, I'm so sorry I was so aggressive towards you. I don't know why. I wanted Alan to like me, but all he wanted to talk about was you. But honestly, I'm not in love with him. We just said we were going to get married as a joke. Alan wanted to see how you'd react. His parents too. He really likes you, but he's scared, you know? He hardly even knows you. And his parents like you so much, he feels he's being forced into a relationship when he doesn't even know if you like him. Thursday, 6th September. What to do about Alan? Nothing. Tell him I really like him too. Stay cool and let him make the first move. Don't ever speak to him again. Never. Ask him to help with my art project. Spin the hand to decide. Try to understand him. Read Pride and Prejudice, Orgueil et Préjugé. Draw a picture of Alan, the scaredy cat. Scared. Tell him to get lost because he's scared to tell me he likes me. Later, home from school. This morning, Richard Wilde, our designer's business teacher, asked us to think about a project. He asked us to make a mind map. Here's my mind map for my project for the exhibition at Suan's house. How do homeless women artists survive in New York City? Photos were worked with sketches plus slogans. Girls living in shelters in New York. Residency to help young women artists. Homeless women artists in New York. Homeless in New York, a woman's artist's point of view. Art and survival for girls on the streets. New York, new art forms. New hope for women. How can you create with no home? I was really happy when I got out of school. I wanted to hurry and collect Dylan, but this is what I saw. 1. Alan waiting for me outside the entrance, eyes glued to the sidewalk, cheeks pink with embarrassment, really unhappy expression, mouth saying, "Sorry, bad joke, not funny." 2. A van honking its horn as it drove past the entrance. Honk, honk. "Callie, I'm so sorry. Forgive me." The whole van was painted pink. What did I do? I just laughed. I don't know why, but it was suddenly so funny. Alan murmuring and looking embarrassed. And this painted pink van honking its horn and people looking at it with amazement. It was just so funny. Alan looked at me and relaxed a bit. Honk, honk. Do you forgive me then? No, I will never, ever forgive you. He looked at me and said, "You're right, I was so stupid. So, let's go back in time. It's..." He looked at his smartphone. "Monday, 27th August, and we are at the airport." Monday, 27th August, at JFK Airport, even if we were really on the sidewalk outside Nisva. "Hi, Callie. I'm so excited you're here at last. I've got so many places I want to show you. We can go to the Minera Tavern this evening for dinner. And then tomorrow we'll visit the Whitney Museum and the Guggenheim. And the Met, of course. And the new museum. And we'll go to Ellis Island together and it's going to be so cool. Welcome back, Callie." Postscriptum, afterwards written. I hate happy endings. This is not a happy ending. This is not even an ending. Life goes on. And you can't go back in time. But you can always look on the bright side. I must now finish school, help Suan, become fluent in English, find a job, be happy with the gardeners, prepare an exhibition for Suan. And Alan, to be continued.